We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
Donald Trump is currently on the White House lawn, cussing up a storm, visibly frustrated after it seems like he deluded himself into thinking he negotiated some historic quote-unquote ceasefire between Iran and Israel, even going so far as to name this the 12-day war that he ended. Yet the 12-day war just entered its 13th day, and its 13th day has been the most escalatory thus far after Iran officially killed three Israeli civilians and Israel is gearing up to fire back. The ceasefire is not in place. There was never a ceasefire. There is no Nobel Peace Prize. And I want to show you Trump's full temper tantrum from start to finish. But in order to do that, it starts last night because going through his Truth Social post, nothing about it is funny. Nothing about this entire situation is funny, but I would be lying if it wasn't dripping irony. Let me just show you what he was posting last night. He was so smugly saying that he had caused a ceasefire. He said, "I'd like to thank the highly respected Emir of Qatar for all he's done to seek peace. Congratulations, world. It's time for peace. Congratulations to everyone. It's been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran." He then posts more and more, "Peace through strength," even though is he AI in this? He doesn't even look healthy in this. Why would you post this? He was also smugly posting last night, "Israel and Iran came to me almost simultaneously and said, peace. I knew the time was now. The world, the Middle East, they're the real winners. Both nations will see tremendous love, peace, and prosperity in their futures." You're not going to get the Nobel Peace Prize, bro. No one wants to give you the Nobel Peace Prize, little bro. But now he's been saying today, 7 hours ago, "The ceasefire is now in effect. Please do not violate it." 1 hour ago, "Israel, do not drop those bombs. If you do, it is a major violation." 50 minutes ago, he continues by saying, "Israel is not going to attack Iran." He then tweets 44 minutes ago, "Iran will never rebuild their nuclear facilities." He basically is throwing a temper tantrum, and you see that bleed into his interview on the White House lawn before departing for The Hague for a NATO summit. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too.
Are you questioning if Israel is committed?
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. You know, when I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either. But I'm really unhappy if Israel's going out this morning because of one rocket that didn't land, that was shot, perhaps by mistake, that didn't land. I'm not happy about that. You know what? We basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Do you understand that?
Totally presidential, totally not unhinged at all, and definitely the steady hand that we want at this time. Ron Filipkowski says, "One problem is that Trump is always so anxious to declare victory and seek credit slash adoration slash prizes for it that he gets out in front of reality to create his fan fiction. It's all about short-term wins for Trump and Fox News cycles, not anything lasting, durable, or sustainable." And I feel like you really see that in the post that I was highlighting last night. They were all just like smug declarations of victory when there was nothing sustainable yet. How are you going to declare victory before anything happens? It is perfectly symbolic of Trumpism, and it's perfectly symbolic of how he gets burned by his own instincts. Think about how mad he is. Look at him walking away angrily. he's literally like a kindergartner walking away angrily, pouting. Why is this guy pouting on the White House lawn? Oh my lord. Angrily does the salutes, climbs up the steps in a pouty way while thinking about how he got screwed over. Here's the thing. Trump basically dug his own grave here because he pulled the U.S. into this. He took that gamble and now he can't walk it back. It was objectively a gamble because there's a reality where the war immediately ended after that and Trump gets to declare PR victory despite not doing anything. That's not the reality we're in, though. The war is going to continue, it's going to escalate, and the United States is now involved. Whether Trump likes it or not, even if Trump says nothing about this forever, the United States struck. We are now a party in this war. So, I mean, the collapse of the ceasefire immediately shows how Trump's short-term declarations of victory begin to backfire long-term because they're not sustainable. Watch this clip.
I don't think so, but I'm not happy that Israel's going out now. There was one rocket that I guess was fired overboard. It was after the time limit, and it missed its target. And now Israel's going out. These guys got to calm down. Ridiculous. I didn't like plenty of things I saw yesterday. I didn't like the fact that Israel unloaded right after we made the deal. They didn't have to unload. And I didn't like the fact that the retaliation was very strong. But in all fairness, Israel unloaded a lot. And now I hear Israel just went out because they felt it was violated by one rocket that didn't land anywhere. That's not what we want, I'll tell you. And I'm telling you, I'm not happy about that, Israel, either.
Wow, what a show of strength. He's not happy about it. In response to this clip of Donald Trump saying, we basically have two countries that have been fighting so long and so hard, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. The Democrats said, so why the fuck did you get us involved? Why are we involved in this war? Because as I said earlier, even if the United States backs off, doesn't do anything, we are still inherently a party in this war. We are an actor in this war. We helped escalate it. We helped get to this point, even if we're not going to continue striking, but who knows if we will or won't. It seems like Trump may have just genuinely pulled us in to another war on Israel's behalf. This update right here reads, Iran TV says another nuclear scientist was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Trump said he was exceptionally firm and direct in a call with Netanyahu. President Trump has spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this just happened, from Air Force One as he made his way to the NATO summit at The Hague. Trump did not mince words, according to a White House official familiar with the matter. The official, who was not authorized to comment publicly about the private leader's call, said Trump was, quote, exceptionally firm and direct with Prime Minister Netanyahu about what needed to happen to sustain the ceasefire. The official added that Netanyahu understood the severity of the situation and acknowledged Trump's concerns. Oh, I'm glad he acknowledged Trump's concerns. It's like when Putin acknowledges Trump's worry about the war. These dictators just roll Donald Trump because he's a cheap Timu dictator, not a real one. And you know what this is? This is Netanyahu just keeping Trump in his own reality, purely placating him, saying, yeah, sure, I'm listening to you. I'm acknowledging it. There is a ceasefire, buddy. Then they go back to relentlessly striking because he saw. Netanyahu saw, hey, I can just do the Putin model. I can literally just do what Putin does, where I talk to Trump, I say one thing, then I continue striking because Trump's too much of a wimp to ever actually stand up in any meaningful way to somebody like me or Vladimir Putin. That's what Netanyahu is thinking right now. He's like, yo, Putin proved that you can just trick Trump repeatedly, and now Trump is living in this own self-created delusion where he is on the brink of a ceasefire. This is Trump's mind. He is perpetually on the brink of a ceasefire, both with Russia and Ukraine and with Netanyahu and Iran, but he's just like one or two steps away from the ceasefire, and he just needs these good faith actors to come to the table. What he's realizing is that there aren't good faith actors in both of these wars. I would argue that Netanyahu is not good faith. The Iranian regime is not good faith. The people of Iran are great, amazing people. That is separate. You always have to separate the regime from the people of Iran. And then when it comes to Russia and Ukraine, Putin is very clearly a bad faith actor, while Zelensky is making every single effort possible to be a good faith actor. So there's differences. Trump doesn't know the differences. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these rapid response videos injected straight into your feed, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. I love you all. See you in the next video, and peace out.